This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn. This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's category is
gang bang.
Controversial topic.
It truly is.
Yeah. I had to take a good hard look at my life today.
After watching a bunch of gangbang videos.
I got up at 7:30 in the morning to watch gangbang porn.
Yeah, we're out here doing the Lord's work.
We're out here doing the Lord's work. I live a busy life.
Yeah.
This podcast is effectively extracurricular because it doesn't yet pay the bills.
Not yet. Or help it.
Tell your friends. Yeah.
Spread the good word.
And yeah, I was just like snuggling my dog and watching a gangbang at 8 in the morning. It was like, where am I?
I know.
I will say also, like, gangbang porn is sort of easy to check out of because it's so much happening.
It's so much.
It becomes like clinical and anatomical to me because I'm like, there's dicks everywhere, you know?
It's also hard to find. First of all, let me just say that I couldn't find anything feminist.
Yeah.
Because inherently there is kind of the idea that it's rape.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there are certainly like...
It's suggested rape.
Well, the word gangbang, like it just makes it...
Yeah,
the
well,
word,
the origin
the phrase,
of the word...
Yeah, go ahead.
...is, you know, to gang rape an individual. But then it has been, you know... appropriated, I guess you could say, to a sex situation.
Yeah.
In which several people, usually more than three, engage in sexual activity with one specific person being like the star. Mm-hmm. You know, usually a bunch of men having sex with one woman, although there can be obviously like multiple partners. And it's different than an orgy in the fact that there's like one point person who's like receiving.
Yeah, the crucial definition difference is that it's like one receiver essentially.
Yeah.
Which is where this like dominance, like rape, like it's a bunch of men coming after a woman, you know.
Not to say that you can't want that fantasy.
Yeah, I think gangbang fantasies are not uncommon.
No, and they're super popular among women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very popular. In fact, the search term is more popular with women.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
It is the sixth most popular search term with women. It's on the top 25, but women are like more than, you know, twice as likely to watch gangbang than men.
Than men are.
Yeah. They're 108% more likely to search for it.
Okay. So like in a context where the woman is like, there's any pleasure for her involved. Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because like I joke about being in an orgy or like, you know, wanting to check a MMF threesome off the list.
Right.
And it being like, I'm the center of attention.
Right. Which is everyone's like argument about gangbangs. Like, they're like, why wouldn't I want to do a gangbang? I just get to cum a bunch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was just a question of like, what, I mean, especially in the porn world too.
Yeah.
It's like tricky.
It's tricky.
Do you know that principle that I forget what it's called, but it has to do, it's like a, it's particularly like an urban thing that like if a crime happens on the street, no one calls the police because everyone assumes everyone else will.
Oh.
There's a name for this effect and I forget what it's called, but I brought it up because I'm like, in an orgy, if there's six dudes,
yeah,
you're like, well, I'm not going to play with their clit. Yeah.
Someone else certainly will.
The idea being like everybody, right. Like,
yeah, someone here will
that apathy.
Do that.
It's called like,
yeah,
crowd apathy or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It's called.
That's funny.
Somebody write in and remind me what that's called.
Oh, yeah,
I can find out. So, yeah, it's a gray area, and it's like it's controversial and potentially problematic, mm-hmm. in that there is like rape fantasy around it, mm-hmm. slash there is this potentially misogynistic or objectifying like destruction of woman,
right,
which is implied,
yeah, which isn't to say that you can't want that as a woman,
yeah, exactly, you know? Like I started with rape fantasy because rape fantasies are not uncommon,
right,
or
right.
having a fantasy like being tied up, uh-huh. is like something I'm into, or right. like, you know, like having to be like vulnerable to a right. situation and like submitting control.
It's just tricky when you watch the stuff online is to be like, you know, which is the problem with all porn and like yeah. all aggregates is like, is this porn or is this, yeah. you know, assault?
How actually yeah, willing yeah. is she? And yeah. yeah, am I just buying right. assault?
Which
right
is
now?
Why we buying, tell you to go to glorifying. Ethical sites, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the one that we're going to talk about later is they do a great like intro yeah. and
there's
exit
a pre-interview
interview.
And a post-interview. Yeah.
And I've found that kind of common in a lot of gangbang videos is they'll be like
they
a post.
They need to be really clear.
Yeah, they'll be like a post video of being like, how did you feel? Yeah, and they're like, oh, it was great.
Consenting yeah. and has boundaries and right. safety.
And a 2014 study conducted by researchers at the University of Montreal, 28.3% of women surveyed fantasized about having sex with more than three people, all men.
How, so, say that percentage again? 28.3%
of women
hmm.
think about having a gangbang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That feels right.
I know.
That holds.
Would you have a gangbang? I kind of wish there was a better term for it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's something we should do.
Yeah, we got to do
we
that.
Should, we did dexterity, and, yeah. and jilling off has been in my life for many, many years, but right. we need to do, like...
Yeah.
What do you call... Like, what's a party where, like, I'm the...
Yeah.
It's my... It's my confirmation.
It's my, like... It's my quinceañera.
My quinceañera. No, I don't... Let's not make it religious. That's weird to me. We'll think about it. We'll get back to you. We'll come up with a term for like a consenting,
yeah.
Desired
to have a sexual activity
gangbang where like the yeah. woman instigates. So yeah. to answer your question,
yes,
I don't. Do I want that? Yeah. Like, I don't think about. In theory, yes.
Yeah.
But in theory, I get to pick and choose.
Oh yeah.
You know my like 5 to 6 men.
Hmm.
And I have like very clear instructions right. about how this works and right. goes down. You know, in the porn world, there's a lot of like DP and that right. kind of thing, which I'm not here for
yeah.
in my real life.
I like to watch it.
Do you like to watch DP?
Yeah, I do.
Interesting.
I like to watch it.
I don't because it always seems logistically challenging.
Sure.
Which we'll get to in a minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I don't think there's a world where like my ideal gangbang is possible.
Right, right.
And I... have or have heard of friends who like that was a fantasy for them
mm-hmm.
and like a specific situation where like a woman was partnered with someone had like a committed partner and had this like gangbang fantasy and like yeah. her husband was excited about that and wanted to like support her in that and yeah. like put out an ad, you know, like tried to like get people to show, and for yeah. every like 7 people that says yes, only like 1 or 2 show up.
Yeah,
because you're like, right. is this?
Yeah,
am I gonna get got? Like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know if the scenario is real or like trustworthy? Like, we're just asking you to like come here and fuck this woman,
right?
While a bunch of other dudes do, but it's like very hard to facilitate.
So,
like,
it is
like the production of a gangbang, especially if you're not
yeah
in the adult entertainment industry.
There's a really
seems
good,
difficult.
There's a really good article that I found that was in The Cut in New York Magazine in 2013. It was what it's like to plan your own gangbang. And she was like in Europe
oh
and like
God.
met a guy online that she was just like having casual sex with. And then she was like, I think they were talking about it. And then he was like, I think we can set this up for you. And she basically was like, it was crazy. Like, you know, it was a fantasy, but like the logistical challenge. She was like, I think I asked someone if they wanted a glass of wine, and then I was responded to by being shoved on the ground, like my panties ripped off. And she was like, and it had been exhausting. In less than an hour, I'd added four more names to my list of sex partners. I would have added four more names if I had remembered their names. somehow, in the pressure to be the star and director of my fantasy, I missed out on being a full participant, one who was able to enjoy everything in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to be the star and the director and also, like, enjoy it.
Don't I know, Rachel, from the nature of my career and life. Although, I will say, as a performer and producer, I like producing and performing at the same time because producing, like, saps up my brain energy.
Yeah.
So the part of me that's tempted to overthink.
As an actor,
as an actor, sometimes just, like, does not have capacity to do so, and I just have to go on stage not thinking about shit.
Yeah.
So I sort of, I almost wonder if that would be the case.
Yeah.
Although I don't think so. Because, like, you know, when you plan your own, like, birthday party, you're like, is everyone having fun? And, like, is this all taken care of? Do we have enough whatever?
Yeah.
I'd be thinking about the cheese plate while I'm getting plowed, if I'm honest.
Why didn't anyone want a glass of wine?
Yeah. I bought so much wine. It's a lovely Malbec.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be, it's got to be a thing. I mean, I think probably all of us would love...
Yeah, I like the idea of it.
The idea. The ideal gangbang. You know, people are taking turns, like, pleasuring every erogenous zone I have.
Right. Like, I don't want it to be, like, unnecessarily, like, you're a fucking whore. Like, you deserve this. Which is fine if you do. Like, I totally get that, too. But is that, that's not particularly what I would want. I'd want it to be, like, I have, like, four sex slaves.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to be in service of me
and
my
I'm
pleasure.
In control, and I'm like, you kiss my foot. Like, you lick my asshole. Like, you know what I mean?
You
like,
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to how gangbangs are
usually
portrayed or executed, which is like, dick in your mouth, this dick, back and forth dicks in this.
Yeah, it's always
in
like
your
a
ear.
Punishment.
That it's just, it's punishment, but it's also just like, crazy multitasking on the woman's part,
right?
As opposed to like a man for every job for her.
You know? Sometimes I want to get destroyed.
Yeah.
But I never want to get destroyed by like multiple people personally. I'd rather get destroyed. I'd rather get destroyed just by one big man.
One. So what you want is an orgy with like four twinks.
No, I mean like
four wee gentlemen.
I just mean like I don't want to have a. I don't want to be. I like getting destroyed, but it's usually just like with one other person.
Yeah,
like the idea of getting destroyed by like five people.
It just
like,
feels scary and overwhelming. It feels
like, yeah.
I see what you mean now. Yeah,
but I don't. I like watching it. It's. I have to say, it's not a term that I search for.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I like searching for orgies. But again, it's like it's hard to find something that I feel okay about. Everyone involved.
Yeah. I wonder, I'm sure it does. I want a POV gangbang.
Oh.
Because part of the problem with watching gangbangs
is
accommodating camera, right?
Yeah.
So, like, part of the issue is maybe while a dude is fucking, like, the other dude has to be out of the way.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, just people behind and you can't, like,
get
attention
in.
Can't actually be, like, paid to the woman because everybody's kind of like just standing in a weird line or a half circle, you know? And I wonder if you put a camera, I mean, it's advanced camera work, but like,
right.
I don't know. That could be interesting.
Yeah.
A POV VR gangbang. Heard it here first. I'm not going to make that
make
movie,
it world,
but
somebody
else make it and I'll watch it.
Okay. So I've got some history.
Ooh.
The largest gangbangs were sponsored by Pornographic Films.
Yes. Wait, I have big gangbang info too.
Okay, cool. But not unusual in the swinger community.
Yeah.
One of the biggest ones was supposedly like, you know, 300 men at once, but then they were like, it was actually just like, it was like maybe like 15 to 20 guys, but they just like changed the way they looked and like, you know what I mean? They cheated.
Yeah,
you know?
I have information about like porn and gangbangs too. Like though there have been numerous gangbang pornographic films since the 1980s, they usually involved no more than half a dozen to a dozen men. However, starting with the world's biggest gangbang in 95, the pornographic industry began producing a series of films ostensibly setting gangbang records for most consecutive sex acts by one person in a short period. Now, as soon as you bring in, like, we're here to set records, no one's having fun.
I know.
Because then I'm like, well, all
What's
you're doing is, like,
objective?
Having the chick sit there
yeah.
and just like pop a dick in her mouth, pop right. out, pop yeah. the next dick in her mouth, pop out. Because
yeah.
that's how you achieve record numbers.
yeah.
But like, A, he's just not like, getting
get
even
get
a per fraction yeah. of a blowjob.
Right.
Like, that is not a done job. Like, yeah. do you think the record, like, regulation board yeah. is like, it doesn't count as a blowjob unless he comes to completion, but yeah. then it's probably
they're checking
like,
their,
how
they're
you just a sex act is just like any
uh-huh.
amount of participation in that sex act, and therefore it's like yeah. well, for whose pleasure and how
yeah.
and then she just to me feels more and more like a assembly line or something, like she's just like a
yeah it seems weird
machine.
Like, world records and sex just don't seem like something that should be, like, together.
They go together. Yeah, yeah, they don't go together for me.
It's also, like, do world records and, like, pooping go together? Like, they shouldn't. like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, why do we have it with sex, but, like, not with, like, the world's longest... I mean, they probably do.
There's
Let's
probably, like, the world's biggest shift. So that yeah. has to be a thing.
Yeah.
But, like, again, like, are you okay?
Yeah.
you know?
Why? Why?
Yeah.
just why?
Yeah. Seems unhealthy. Just gotta do what your body wants to do.
Okay, so I have another historical figure. Have you ever heard of the woman Messalina?
No.
Okay, so Messalina was the wife of Claudius. She was a
where are we?
An empress. We're in ancient Rome.
Okay.
And the wife of Claudius Caesar. So she was a naughty, naughty girl,
uh-huh.
and she had a competition with a prostitute, and like a sex competition, and she had she beat her basically because she had sex with 25 partners in the span of 24 hours.
Whoa!
Yeah. And so to call,
how many did the sex worker rake in?
I don't know.
Like, how many did this prostitute pull?
I don't know. I don't actually, they didn't give me that. This is from Pliny the Elder's Natural History. So Pliny Elder, the Elder, he didn't care to
specify.
Yeah. How much the prostitute got.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Was it a tight race? Sorry, I'll see myself out.
There's the door. So to call a woman a Messalina indicates a devious and sexually voracious personality.
Oh, so is this like an Italian word?
Messalina.
Did I just learn a term?
Oh,
I did.
You learned a term.
I did learn a term.
You learned a
That's
term.
The term?
Messalina.
Messalina.
Uh-huh. Got another
hey,
term. I got another term for you, too.
Okay.
Bukkake.
Heard of it.
Heard of it?
Did we define bukkake in our first episode?
No.
Did we define bukkake in our second episode?
We defined bukkake in an episode that never aired.
We defined bukkake in a sample episode.
Yeah. That never aired.
That you'll never hear.
Yeah. But glad we're talking about it.
yeah.
Let's talk about it now. So it's a sex act in which one participant is ejaculated on by two or more other participants. It is the noun form of the Japanese verb bukakaru, which means to splash.
Ah.
Splash, splash.
The splish etymology splash. There is yeah. fascinating.
I
to splash.
No. I know.
I don't think of cum as splashy. Per se.
Really?
Yeah, like it's smaller than a, like I think of like a puddle as a splash.
Oh, sure.
Like it's a dribble
well,
or it's a shot.
Splashing water. Like if you're like cooling yourself down, you're like splashing water.
But that's
water.
Like sprinkling. like you're okay. sprinkling water on me is the gesture you're giving me
no,
for those
the
of us
sprinkling's
not
like
in the
this.
Room.
Sprinkling's like this and splashing's like that.
For anybody, so the distinction Rachel is drawing is that sprinkling, Rachel believes, is fingers from above.
It's just...
I mean, like in cooking, like sprinkle...
Yeah,
oh,
like
yes,
a sprinkle
yes.
of salt.
A sprinkle of salt.
And a splash.
But a splash to me in like the bartending world is like jink, like, you
yeah.
know, like
right.
you're, it's like half an ounce.
Yeah, but
at
if
least.
You think of, okay.
Which actually now like contradicts
Here's
my theory because that's
yeah.
about a shot
think
of
about
jizz.
A, think about a splash of bitters.
Right. A
and
splash
the way
of
it comes out.
Bitters is tiny.
Yeah, but it also like the way it comes out. Think about the way
it does shoot
it
out.
Is
okay.
Out. Yeah.
Okay.
Glad
I concede.
Oh, all right. Yes. Oh, fuck. I've been waiting for so long for you to say that to me. Oh, I loved it. Oh, I loved it. Okay.
Moving on.
Yeah. What else do we have here?
I don't have any more research.
Okay. Oh, I have this for you.
Yeah.
It's the top relative search term for women, specifically in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
I know.
Well, well,
all these
well,
horny housewives
well, well,
of
New Haven.
I know.
East Haven.
Milford. Yeah. Now we're just
Stanford.
Naming places.
Yeah, I'm naming places that you know.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're done with that.
It's also viewed 45% more in Poland.
Oh.
I felt like when I was searching for videos, there was a weird thing coming up with a lot of like Eastern European Slavic countries.
Yeah, we talked about this off mic briefly.
It was like
Czech porn is really big. Yeah, but like, I think that's big everywhere. I don't know what specifically Czech porn is about, but like they do. Maybe it's us. Maybe we keep talking about Eastern Europeans and
then our computers are just
adjusted.
Yeah, listening in.
I did also talk to a friend who watched some gangbang porn.
Oh, you did?
Who found her way to it via Sasha Gray.
Oh.
Like just like a Sasha Gray wormhole. And I was like, what a perfect candidate for gangbang.
Yeah.
Because talk about bossy bottoms.
Yeah, I feel like that would be really good.
Yeah, she, even when she is like being, I mean, she will be, she's a rough fuck person.
Yeah.
And demands it. And
yeah.
Like in a way that like feels.
Right. Like I want to hear that.
Believably passionate.
Yeah.
That she's asking for it.
Yeah.
And I mean like wants it, asks for it, as opposed to like the implied.
Right.
Negative.
I want to be watching
for it.
I want to be watching someone ask for it. I don't want to watch someone being like, take that, you fucking whore. And then someone, and then
be like,
no,
okay.
Thanks. Like,
yeah.
No, please stop.
No, I like that she's powerful in her presence. So that feels like a good gangbang candidate.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear some search term showdown stuff?
I do. Search term showdown.
Let's do it. I always sort of, I read these in whatever order I can.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, let me just, maybe this one first. Okay, we'll start with the Big Bang.
Mm.
Obvious.
Is it Adam and Eve?
.com, oh. You think, so you think the Garden of Eden correlates with the Big Bang? Explain me how that. Go ahead.
No, I can't.
No, I conceded Splash. No, I want you to solve the problem of religious belief.
Don't bully me.
And
it was stupid.
Scientific.
I realize now.
Argument.
I realize now. So is it dinosaurs? Is it people dressed as dinosaurs and a meteor?
Still doesn't hold, girl. Oh, yeah. I love you. Ain't working for you.
That's not the Big Bang.
You think
either.
There were dinosaurs at the Big
there
Bang.
There was not. That was not. The Big Bang is the creation of the universe, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was just
we're
like there was
molecular
nothing.
Level shit we don't even comprehend.
Yeah. There was nothing, and then all of a sudden there was a bang, and there was a bunch of stuff.
There's a bunch of crap, bunch of molecular, atomic shit.
And then something happened.
Years and millions of years went by, and then like plants and organisms were like barely a thing.
Listeners, I just want you to know I've now shrunk to the size of a tiny, tiny
doll. She is under the couch cushion somehow.
I'm now 2 inches tall.
I'm only giving you shit because I know you don't actually think like Adam and Eve were at the Big Bang, like with popcorn and like their snake friends. Like,
popcorn,
what's
and
that? Cool sky show.
Friend.
And all the animals.
And then you go, wait a minute.
Yeah, in case it's not clear to our listeners, I am not a creationist. I'm a fucking believe in science.
And I just apparently don't believe in anything. I don't believe in education.
She didn't pay attention when she had the
when I had the chance.
So the first one was the Big Bang, and it was a play on...
Gangbang.
The inception of this universe as we know it. The joke here, I think, is that it's just a lot of big dicks and a lot of dudes gangbanging.
I see.
See what they did there?
Mm-hmm.
Brunette teen gangbang and sexy teen tattoo fuck redhead Linda romped by. One more time. Brunette teen gangbang and sexy teen tattoo fuck redhead Linda romped by.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
None of those words agree with each other in terms of making a sentence.
It sounds like a word map.
Yes. It sounds like a cloud of words that we chose from.
And they just grabbed.
Things like tattoo and redhead.
They were like, they got brunette and redhead in there.
Romped by is where I have questions.
Whom? Whom?
Did they romp by? Like they went by?
Yeah. Romped
in
on
their,
by.
In their rompers, they
there
romped
goes
by.
The brunette and the redhead romping on by.
We'll never know. Gangbang, not me, LOL.
Okay.
That, it's unclear who the perspective is, like who's talking. I don't know if it's the guy being like, gangbang, not me, LOL.
Or is it like...
Or if it's the girl being like, gangbang, not me, LOL. Yeah, like, is she sad? Like, yeah. Is she pretending she doesn't like it? She likes it?
Yeah, like, did they, like,
why
upload it?
Why is she lolling?
Maybe she's, like, got scared. She uploaded her own video, and then she, like, had to go back and edit it and be like, it's not me, LOL.
Yeah.
I just want to be clear.
Yeah.
And they're like... You uploaded it and you blurred out the face and that's your comforter. So
yeah,
it's you.
Okay. Next one. Tickle Gangbang Naval 1.
Oh, it's a series.
Franchise potentially. Yeah. Tickle Gangbang Naval 1. Exactly what it sounds like. I clicked through.
Uh-huh.
It's two chicks. Okay. So I don't even think this counts as a gangbang because there's never more than two guys on one girl.
Okay. They just like,
and there
that
are different
there.
Women. So they're like, there's a bunch of people here. No sex, just tickling.
Tickling.
And naval tickling. So, ooh, like, the title does not lie about what the video contains. I don't have a ticklish navel.
You don't.
Do you? Okay.
I don't think so.
So that killed Rachel.
I just stopped.
I just shut her brain down.
I'm imploded. I don't. Think so.
Navels are not typically.
I don't. Yeah. Is that?
Ticklish.
And then I like went back in time.
Armpits, like places of specific yeah, kinds like of sides. Tension, sides,
but like
feet.
Who tickles your belly?
Specifically,
button
belly button
in your inside.
It's for someone.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
It's not for me because
yeah.
I don't share that sensation.
Mm.
But also from the video, it didn't look like anybody was being tickled, like and receiving the tickle sensation. They were just like, "Yep, here we all
Wait,
are."
So there weren't, there wasn't any tickling.
No, there was, but oh. I mean, she didn't seem to be like, "Oh, no, no, I'm ticklish."
Yeah,
like seemed like she was like weird party. You know, weird hang, guys.
Yeah, no one told me this is what was happening tonight.
So this is salvia, huh? That's the only drug I can think of that would like motivate yeah. you to do that. You black out for 8 minutes yeah. and you're like,
and you're
did
like,
we tickle
whoa.
Your navel?
Yeah. Who recorded it?
Okay, next one's going to require some conversation.
Okay.
Invisible ghost gangbang. Yes, it's what you think it is. Rachel, what do you think it is? Because I clicked on, because I was like,
woman.
What does this person think I think it is?
I think it's a woman pretending to get...
Wait, have you seen this video? You cheater. You fucking cheated.
No.
You've seen this video before?
No.
Okay, so you're right.
Well, it's very clear in the title.
It is?
Yes.
I was unclear.
A ghost gangbang?
Well, when she says, yes, it's what you think it is, I was like, what do I think it is?
A ghost gangbang.
I just...
it's spirits of the other world.
Well, I would have assumed
yeah.
that
yes.
that means ghosts.
Yes.
But it's pretend. She doesn't even pretend the ghost... Like, so she... There's a title card.
Yeah.
She's like, I made this video for this cool dude... I pretend to have sex with 4 to 5 ghosts. So it's like dark and night vision-y.
Yeah.
And she's in bed. And then she's like, oh. And then she like strips and touches herself and then just pretends to like ride a guy.
Oh. A singular guy? I thought
well,
there was a
Well, that's the thing is I don't know
here.
How we delineate the different men. She doesn't do anything that indicates multitasking.
She's not
which
like
sometimes,
jerking off two dicks
nope.
while also riding
and that
and, like,
been
mouth
a,
open. Like,
that would have been the choice.
Yeah.
But it just seems to me like she's gangbanging.
She didn't do her research.
A ghost? She two didn't? Ghosts?
Yeah.
How do we know how many ghosts are in the room and when they switch?
I know.
I got questions.
Also, did any of them come? I don't know.
We won't know because it's ghost cum. Was it a splash or was it a sprinkle? We'll never know. That all said,
ghost bukkake.
Wait,
it's just her mouth open going, ah.
And then like occasionally wincing her eye like, oh, just in case it gets
wiping
in there.
Off. Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, points for creativity. For real though, like not bad. Our engineer has died, just so y'all know. He's dead of ghost jizz. But like for real, I was watching it and I was like, this is kind of hot.
Oh,
like
really?
As hot.
This is taking a turn.
Yes. As hot as any solo female video.
Yeah.
Like she commits to the riding.
Yeah, right.
And but it's just her pleasuring herself.
Ghost penises.
And it's just her being like, this is how I'd ride a dick.
Yeah.
And weirdly, because we were missing logistics that sometimes get in the way of port of like, oh, yeah. the dick is weirdly bent or yeah. like strangely gigantic or like yeah. what, like I was like, I don't know. Yeah. There's something here.
You tapped it.
Plus, you know how I feel about ghosts.
I do.
Love a ghost.
Did you see recently the woman who married
you know,
a,
you know. What?
The woman who married a ghost. She got divorced. They got divorced.
What?
Yes. Recently.
So soon.
Yeah. Things weren't working out.
I was rooting for them.
I know. When you're from different centuries.
Planes of existence.
Centuries and planes of existence.
Oh, do we know what century the ghost was from?
Oh, he's 300 years old.
He was 300 years old. That's hard. Those are different times. You'd have to explain a lot to him. He wouldn't understand your career choices.
Or he would be, maybe, I mean, how long has he been wandering this earth?
Yeah.
As a ghost. Maybe he's been wandering it for 300 years, so he's seen it all.
Yeah. Everything's boring to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could go either way, depending on how this ghost carries on in the afterlife.
Is he hot? Hey, Dom,
can you see him? Which kind of ghost?
Dom, call me.
Well, he's single now.
I think he was a pirate, so yeah, I'm interested.
He was a fucking ghost pirate.
This color me real. Interested.
This chick is living her best life. She's marrying a ghost pirate. Yeah. I haven't even fucked a ghost pirate.
What are
way
we doing?
Behind. What are we doing with our lives? Last one. Possibly my favorite, if you can believe it.
Oh, God.
Old man in forest and spy old coach and old man gangbang Bruce A.
How many times was old man said?
So many times.
Three.
Well, two old men and one of them was an old coach.
Okay.
Wait. Old man in forest and spy old coach and old man gangbang Bruce A. Someone had a full-blown stroke. A cat typed this. Yeah. As it was passing by the keyboard.
And autocorrect was like, yeah, they meant to say old.
Old man and forest and spy old coach and old man gangbang Bruce A.
Why does only one of them have an occupation?
Well, I don't know. What's old man gangbang do for a living? Yeah, old man. Maybe he's a sex worker.
Old man gangbang. And down the street, this is where old
man gangbang lives.
You don't want to go into
fucking
his forest.
Bruce.
You don't want to go into his forest.
I old want so gangbang. Badly to know how that title came to be. We'll never know.
Bruce A.
Bruce A.
DM and
it's,
us. We
it's,
got
it's
some
uppercase,
questions.
It's capital B,
yeah.
lowercase R-U-C-E,
mm-hmm.
space, lowercase A.
Oh.
So I even clicked on it to be like, Bruce A. Man, old yeah. man. Like, I was like, we are to like, Bruce. Keep going.
Old man, Bruce, old man, man.
Old man, gang, old bang, man. Bruce, a man about town, man, old man, spy, forest coach.
Gang, bang.
Stroke. You are having a stroke. Go to the hospital. Yeah.
Get off your computer, sir. And as we know, he is an old man.
Clearly. Clearly. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, I need a break.
Yeah.
I had a stroke.
We'll be right back.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
Holy shit, we're back.
What a break that was.
Yes. Many giggles
continued
beforehand. All right. First video, Nympho Goddess.
Let's do it.
Let's do Nympho Goddess. Nympho? Full title. This is kink.com. Mm-hmm. Full title, Nympho Goddess Whore Taken Down and Gangbanged by Greek Council. Mm. Now, typically, I would stay far away from a video like this.
Yeah.
Any video ending with an exclamation mark gets like a point against it for me. The enthusiasm, the like, here comes the gangbang. I'm like, this isn't for, like, whose attention are you trying to get?
Me. I love
and also just like
point.
Goddess whore, you know, like the language is meant to be incendiary, let's say.
Yeah. It's from like their channel, Hardcore Gangbang.
Yes. And so. The way that they immediately won me back is we open, as we said earlier, on a pre-interview.
Right. Kink.com is amazing because they do these pre-interviews, exit interviews, which are very important, I find, specifically with bondage stuff, gangbang, things with that you need limits and safe words.
Yeah, and the kinds of questions and things they talk about are, like, consent, safe words,
right.
How to establish, like, when there's a fucking dick in your mouth, how do you...
and you want something to stop.
How do you, shake your head, like, and also, like, is there anything you want to do today? Is there anything that you don't want to do?
Right.
Like... do you know any of these performers?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
This was your fantasy.
Yeah.
What about this fantasy? Like, why did you want to do it?
Yeah. So she, we set up that she's game.
Yeah. Oh, and so,
and
it's
she
starring
being
Lisa Tiffian, Mark Wood, Jay Smooth, Marco Banderas, Jovan Jordan, and our new fave.
Our new fave, Michael Vegas. I can't, it's not because of this video that he's our favorite that we should clarify.
Yeah, we just
but
recently.
We just like, I've seen him in a couple things. I think I saw him in a thing with Stoya and was like, oh. And
yeah, he did the Around the World in 80 Ways with Stoya in New York.
Yes.
At the Standard.
Oh, they were at the Standard, huh?
Yeah.
Cute.
He's collaborates a lot with like Deeper.com, Trench Codex, those people.
Yes. And he does a ton of pegging stuff.
Yeah, he does a pegging stuff.
It's like a whole site sort of dedicated to him and his pegging.
Now we're just talking about him.
Now we're just talking about Michael Vegas.
Okay, back to Nympho Goddess Whore.
like you do.
Yeah. So we start with the interview.
Oh, also directed by Maitress Madeline Marlowe.
Yes. Maitress.
Yeah. Maitress. And maybe Madeline. Madeline.
Madeline. Not sure. Sorry if we butchered that, Maddie.
So we start with the interview.
We start with the interview, which is great. Glad they included that. So that way we're clear that, like, this is of her own volition. She's excited about it. It's her fantasy. And they even say, you know, what kind, you know, they ask what kind of warm up she needs, where can the guys come on her.
Yeah.
You know, they know her limits and her boundaries. And, you know, they're like, you may be the bottom, but like, you're like in charge.
Yeah.
You know, like they're very clear. And she's like, yeah. And they're like, why? You know, she talks very clearly. She's like, yeah, I love gangbangs because it just means I can come a bunch.
Yeah.
So then we cut to the actual production.
Yeah. The scene itself.
Yeah.
It's a Greek council.
Yeah.
Acting abilities from these guys is varying.
Questionable.
The idea is they're like, hey, what'd you do?
Yeah.
And she's like
on a trial.
I took some dicks.
She's like, I fucked them.
I fucked
it was
some
great.
People. They do some like inserted face on face stuff. You know?
One of the guys tries an accent. He goes, why are you here? Which was bold choice.
Bold choice.
Didn't commit to it, but he started out there.
It's all right. There's not a lot of dialogue here.
Yeah.
And then they say your punishment will fit your crime.
Yeah.
And they all come to fuck her.
Yeah. So they go. She's on like a rotating platform.
Yeah.
Her hands are bound behind her. They're all like standing around in their togas and their little like flower crowns, gold flower crowns.
Yeah.
They're kind of like jerking off over their
togas. Yeah.
And then she kind of goes around and starts like sucking everyone's dick.
Yeah.
And then
it just escalates very quickly.
Yeah. And then
there's also a twist in plot. So they start to take turns fucking her.
Yeah.
That's right. She's still sucking them off.
And then
Michael Vegas's dick that involves that she gets all the way in?
Yeah. And she goes, I remember this. And then they're like, wait, you know her?
I know her.
And then he's like, I know her too.
Wood says, this changes everything.
And now she's going to get fucked.
Really fucked.
By everybody.
Yeah. So then they proceed to fuck her. Yeah. Take turns getting blowjobs.
Right. Fuck her in the mouth.
Yeah.
She's like jerking off.
Yes. And then builds, and as discussed in the pre-interview, this is like her first double anal.
Yeah.
They do some like DP in her vagina and in her ass.
Yeah.
And then they do... They switch around like two and two. Dicks and a...
They didn't get to go because they were like, we're going to try
double
anal, double vag, four and one.
Yeah.
And she was like, I mean, yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? That's a logistically challenging thing to do because where do you put all the bodies, the male bodies stacked on top of each other?
Big logistical challenge. Double anal, double vag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also known as DVP.
Whoa.
Double vaginal penetration.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But at least you'd think it'd be DVAP.
Oh, that is the other one. So double
vaginal anal penetration.
DVP, DAP, DVAP.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Good job with those letters. Thanks. I would have struggled.
I'm quick.
Yeah.
That's just something to note, I guess. Anyways. Lots of ass slapping, lots of slapping in her face.
Yeah, she likes it rough.
Yeah,
she likes it rough.
She wants to get her hair pulled. She wants to get choked.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say that I wished she was a little bit more of like a bossier. Like I wanted her to be like, yeah, fuck me, like pull my hair.
Yeah.
Instead of it was just them being like, you're going to fucking take it. Like, you know, at one point one of them was like, when you're done, you're not going to have value to anyone. I was like, whoa.
Interesting line.
Cut her deep there.
Yeah.
Cut her a little too deep.
Yeah. Interesting.
They pick her and flip her around like she's a rag doll.
Yeah. Chuck her from behind on top. The way that they achieve the double penetration is...
Yeah.
It's usually Mark Wood.
Is laying down.
I have mixed feelings about Mark Wood in this video.
Well, I just don't find him personally attractive.
Yeah, and he sort of took on the role of like old-timey white guy.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like that he was like, get her, get the whore, we'll get her. Like that was kind of his vibe.
Yeah, I was like,
and I was like, no.
Yeah. I don't like you.
I mean, somebody's got to be that guy. But then secretly she said after that she actually loved him. And that when
he was helpful to her.
Yeah, and that he was like whispering in her ear about like what was turning her on and stuff, which is interesting. It's interesting in porn that like, porn performers can like sidebar with each other and do more than actors. And because, you know, if you're in a close up, you're not like, what's my line?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's this going?
Yeah.
You look really good. But in porn, you can catch people being like, hey. Like, you know, like little tiny like check-ins. And there were a couple very subtle moments of that, which, you know, goes against the nature. It suspends it's suspended disbelief around like this scene, but I actually like liked that there's like a couple little bit, like there at one point she was on her back.
Yeah.
And no one's underneath her, but she's like getting fucked and her like head was kind of leaned back weirdly.
Yeah.
And maybe Michael Vegas like sort of picked up her head to be like, do you need help her?
Right.
Like, is your neck weird?
Yeah. Another time, like someone like flipped up her dress.
Oh yeah,
and then like he flipped her dress and hit her in the face,
and then they like flipped it back, like moved it, like it was like team effort, being like, let's put the dress here, to leave these holes available, but like so
and
that
not,
it didn't
like,
just like smack
her
in the face, it's funny, it's you want the like commitment to the whatever the thing is, but in this case, I enjoyed that they were like, a little bit,
they were careful,
which is
you need,
that's what you need,
right.
That said, they still fucked shit out of her.
Yeah, they did it. I wasn't ever concerned for her, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
She came so many times.
Yeah, she squirted, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She came a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I get now why, like, the appeal. Like, I would like to be able to, like, because usually...
And if you can, like, squirt and come from penetration, which is, like, primarily the stimulation, and let's say, like, we're just buying it, who knows, you know... Whoever knows, it's your own journey. a gangbang would be ideal.
Yeah.
Particularly DP. The thing about double dot penetration is, though, like it seems, you know, like Mark Wood's in there a lot, usually taking the anal position.
Yeah.
Underneath her with just sort of his dick tucked in.
Yeah.
And then it's like somebody else fucking her.
In her pussy. Yeah.
It's like hard to get like multiple friction slash multiple leverage.
Right.
That's because you're going to work against one dick while working with another.
So I think maybe, but I assume like if you're just laying there and your dick's in her ass and like the guy on top is fucking her in her pussy, like you still get the friction.
Well, yeah, I was going to say it increases friction just because of the like the
but
members,
also like the person so
around each other, the members.
Listener,
what am I, 80?
Yeah, she's sitting basically
what am I,
like
a book
reverse
on science.
Sorry, she's sitting in like a reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
While Mark Wood's laying down and Mark is in her ass, and so her pussy's like facing out, and another guy's coming in between her legs and fucking her from that angle, which is like probably the most common thing you see.
Yeah.
In DP.
Yeah.
Which is like the easiest way for everyone to like kind of get in there.
for everybody.
Everybody in there. Yeah. And while that's happening, she's also like jerking off other dicks and she's also taking dicks in her mouth.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a lot to do.
Yeah. I did love when Michael Vegas came up and he like squatted and he like got like crouched and like fucked her really hard.
Yeah.
And then she came again and I was like, oh, like this is like, we're getting like a pounding in here now.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of hard to do that when you're doing double anything.
Yeah, he figured out an angle and he got in there.
Yeah, and he was like, this is a good spot.
There was one point that was kind of silly where, like, I don't know if it was an accident or on purpose, but, like, I think he was trying to fuck her mouth while somebody else was, like, down below.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately what happened is he just kind of teabagged her.
Oh, yeah.
He like lifted his package just kind of like on her face.
Yeah.
And then as quickly, I think, was just like, well, this is not going the way it should.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
things that I really liked. I like anytime like people are just in the background jerking off watching.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like the obvious thing to do at a gangbang.
Yeah.
Like we joked on our orgy episode specifically about like being benched and like being on the sidelines. But like inevitably with a gangbang, if it's not an orgy, that is to say, if you're not participating with multiple partners, you're all just taking turns on one
person.
Yeah. Then like, yeah, you might as well just enjoy the show.
Right.
Get yourself off.
Loved that.
Yeah.
I liked how many times she came and she came like hard and she like yelled.
Yeah. She had an interesting style that was like sort of a mix of, I think, probably what you want in a gangbang porn, where like, that she was leaning into the difficulty of it and the surprise and the like, the whole thing being sort of crazy, but but there was like power behind it a little bit too. It wasn't just the like, oh, like whimpery, like I can't believe this is happening. Like it like, felt,
she was yelling.
Deeper than that, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then they, all come on her. I have to say, I don't like watching cum stuff.
Just
like,
of cum.
I don't like watching, like, it's five guys.
Yeah. Well, there's that bukkake, baby.
Yeah. I don't like watching bukkake.
Yeah.
And
it ends up being a ton of jizz.
Oh,
too.
My God. It's all over our face.
I'm also just impressed with all those performers just like being able to cum when they have to. And that's something that isn't talked about, but like the cum shot is actually very difficult for many male performers.
To get five guys simultaneously to like cum.
Yeah.
Like,
those are pros.
Within each other. You know what I mean?
Those are fucking pros.
Yeah.
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 Anything else about this one?
Oh, I loved just the exit interview.
Yeah.
When they were like, why did you have a great time? Like, how was everything? And she was like, you know, you have so many things to do for a gangbang. You have to get your mind right. You know?
And she says it and it kind of cracked me up. She's like, yeah, it gets really complicated.
Yeah.
And I was like, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like hearing that. I like wanting to, and I want to know about the, I want to know about the reality of it. And they're like, I think he asked her like, what do you think about the dicks rubbing together? You know, in like double, she gets double vag, DVP. So she gets two dicks in her pussy.
Yeah.
Which was impressive.
Yeah.
They didn't get to do double anal. She was like, my asshole was still too tight.
So, yeah.
But he was like, what did you think about like the dicks rubbing together or whatever when they're both in your pussy? She said, I don't care. It's about my pleasure.
She's like, I wasn't thinking about it because it's about my pleasure.
Yeah. I was like, yes, bitch.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. Shall we move on to our bratty daughter?
Yeah.
Bratty daughter DP gangbang by dad and all his friends.
This is from Doghouse Digital.
We went there.
Yep.
And full transparency, this isn't like the full scene.
Yeah.
This is part of it because it kind of ends. Like, there's no DP in what we watched.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
We have a crazy note about the DP. Okay. That's why I like zoned it out. Yeah. Okay, I'll get there.
Okay. So George Uhl, Max Born, Nicole Love, Steve Q, and unknown other guy. Don't know who it was. Wasn't credited.
Which one of the guys was the unknown other guy?
Don't even know that.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah. I mean, you'd have to like do some homework about which the guys were. So we open on like a chick in an office.
A suspiciously young girl on a laptop on a glass desk.
Yeah.
With nothing else there.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know where we are.
We're in a porn studio.
Yeah, certainly. We're not in someone's office.
Where anything is possible.
We're not in someone's home.
And we're going to half-ass our production value.
You know, and she's sitting there, like, with her legs open, and she's just like, oh, I don't know. And he's like,
And then five guys?
Four guys.
Four guys walk in.
Yeah.
All wearing their own interpretation of a white shirt.
Yeah, the
some
notes.
Some t-shirt, some button-downs.
Costume notes was, please wear a white shirt.
Yeah.
And they all interpreted that very differently. one guy was wearing a polo.
Yeah. One guy in a button down, somebody else in just like an undershirt tee. Yeah.
We get some trashy techno music.
Uh-huh.
They walk on in and he said, what are you doing on my computer?
Yeah.
And she goes, just looking. Gentlemen, this is my rude stepdaughter, Nicole. You're reading my emails? And I literally couldn't hear anything she was saying. She's like, I don't know.
Yeah, she wasn't mic / projecting.
And I just hear her go, yeah, come on, fuck me.
And then they
and
do.
Then they did.
Yeah.
When they pull her up, they start touching her boobs.
Yeah.
They lift her shirt up. One guy just starts massaging her hand.
Because
he was just like, I guess I should touch her too.
Yeah.
You know?
One keeping busy,
just,
you know?
Like a dad, her dad / stepdad, not clear.
Yeah,
just
called
starts,
dad in the title, but identifies her as stepdaughter.
But then just like shoves his hand down her pants, starts touching her vagina. Mm-hmm. And everyone else is like touching her boobs, and she's just kind of standing there and like, you know, whatever. And the one guy's massaging her hand.
And it's working.
Yeah. And then we cut to three dicks, and she's going back and forth between two cocks, and one guy just had her head on another dick.
Uh-huh.
Like, she's just like...
She attempts something valiant, which is double mouth penetration.
Yeah.
And the way she does so is, again, logistics are everything in porn.
Mm-hmm.
It's challenging because visualize with me, if you will, listeners... She has her mouth open, and the dicks are coming from either side, so the camera is center.
Yeah.
Like, the angle is center on her.
Uh-huh.
So she, like, brings the dicks together.
Yeah.
So, like, the dicks are just tip-touching to start.
Pointing at each other.
And then she's, like, trying to bite into it like a sandwich that, like, extends out. And, like, finally, they sort of, like, wedge together so she can, like, sort of get the dicks. But, like, there's no friction there. It's just dicks touching tips.
Yeah.
And just, I don't think the best move.
And she's kind of like looking up at them with like just a glint of concern in her eyes.
Can I point out something that I noticed that just gave me such joy?
What?
So their shirts were mismatched.
Uh-huh.
But these are the most identical looking dicks I have seen in any porn.
It was insane.
Their dicks were weirdly matching.
Literally all the same skin tone.
Yeah, like...
All the same
like
pinkish hue.
Pinkish hue.
Same size,
same
shape.
Light pale, like let's say like a light white, and by white I mean Caucasian, like a pale beige shaft with like a pinker head.
Yeah.
And all of the heads of the dicks were like the same,
same
shape, like very like mushroom like.
Separated at birth is what this is.
And then they didn't get the uniform together or else. Yeah.
That four identical strangers.
It's
the sequel.
But it's just their dicks that match. Yeah. That's a fucking sketch we'll never see because you can't see the dicks, but what a missed opportunity.
And she's just like trying to like bob between all the dicks, like. Like going back and forth, like bopping them, you know?
Apple bobbing.
Yeah.
Bopping them on the head. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And then we just cut to...
Some DP.
To the DP. Yeah. I forgot the DP because it was...
Yeah.
The
You were distracted by the twin dicks.
I was distracted by the matching dicks.
The quadruple dick.
Also, a very specific thing happened. Listen, y'all, we watch a lot of porn.
Yeah.
And it gets clinical at a point where, like, body parts stop looking like themselves. And, like, this was one of the last thing I watched. Yeah. Things I watched, like, prepping for multiple episodes.
Yeah.
And so, like, the DP is happening, and, yeah, like, there's sort of dicks going in and out. And she has, like, sort of a ample amount of labia,
yeah,
we'll say. And there was a point where, like, there's a dick inside of her.
Yeah.
Both available holes
both
there.
Both holes, yeah.
And her labia's kind of, like, gathered up on top of it. Yeah. In a way that just, like, looked like a strange mustache. Yeah, know, or, like, a Muppet about. Or something.
It looks like a butterfly.
Yeah,
to
I
me.
Just got distracted where I was, like...
Yeah.
I mean, keep in mind, I got up at 7:30 to watch...
Yeah, yeah.
Gangbang porn.
She's got a lot... Yeah, she's got a prominent...
She's got prominent labia.
Which
her,
is, like...
Her vulva is... Yeah. Is
we've got...
Generous.
We've got
different shapes and sizes.
Of,
I've just been looking at a lot of body parts.
I've got an Italian sandwich down there. I've got cold cuts.
In Rachel's own words, she has an open-faced
Italian sub. I got some various meats.
We discovered this once outside of the pod when I was confused as to why Rachel did not like the idea of going without underwear.
Yeah.
I sometimes go commando.
And that was my reasoning.
And Rachel does it because she's got some meats that she needs to keep tucked in. Keep
I was
them
like,
wrapped.
I need my undies to, my cotton undies to hold them in there.
You know? As soon as I think I know everything about Rachel, I learn something new.
I splash something
she
at you.
She splashes something new at me. Gives me the old big bang.
I do.
All right. We're losing it.
Yeah. So she flips around. We get some more DP doggy style.
Uh-huh.
And then, oh, surprise, she's got a red hot lipstick mark tattoo on her ass.
Yeah.
Something I've never seen.
A kiss lips.
Yeah. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
What propels someone to get that?
What compels someone to get a
compels.
Lip tattoo?
I said propels.
Yeah, it was. I'm trying not to. I gave you a lot of shit about the big bang, so I'm trying to ease
what
off.
What compels? Thank you.
You know, I feel propelled. I don't know. People get tattoos.
Yeah.
You know, it's just sort of a like sassy, like girly, slutty, fun thing maybe that she was like, lips.
Yeah.
I'm doing lips.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen, it's not unlike things I see all the time, but like.
I've never seen that.
You never seen lips?
No, and I've never seen someone get like a kiss mark tattoo.
Oh, I have.
Oh, really?
I've seen a bunch of those.
Oh, okay.
Not necessarily on an ass, but plenty of kisses.
Yeah.
Maybe they were like bigger back in the day.
Yeah.
It's possible that this porn is old.
Yeah.
By a decade or two.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. That's
could
fair.
Be. So that I feel like me. Historic, like I think of like mom tattoos and kiss tattoos.
Yeah.
Living in a similar era.
Sure, sure. And also so, like
didn't she also have like an anchor like on her abdomen?
Yes, she
or am
did.
I mixing porns up?
She did. Yeah, she also had an anchor.
It's all bleeding together.
Yeah, I know.
To
it's
mush
been a big day,
Muppets.
Guys.
It's been a big day, big. Awesome. You don't know the difference though, because they roll out in different weeks. But we've had a long day. A lot of DP.
A lot of DP. As one does with gangbangs.
As one does.
I've learned a lot.
Yeah. Same.
I've learned a lot. I've learned mostly that gangbangs are overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's your thing, if that's what you need to get off.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think? Are either of these going in your spank bank?
No.
No.
Unfortunately, not my thing.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, not my thing.
Not my thing. I think there is probably gangbangs out there that are my thing. Like, there were parts
that I found. Yeah, I want to say, like, there could be a gangbang video
because
I would enjoy. Like, but again, it's tricky because part of what I like about watching people fuck is, like, watching people fuck.
Yeah.
And if you're busy, like, navigating the logistics of DP.
And getting everyone
there's very
involved.
Little of that.
Right. That's true.
And then, you know.
Also, like, having a connection with that many people is hard.
Yeah,
you know.
Having believable passion and like fun action with
I'm more interested
is
in
tricky
MMF threesomes.
Yeah,
you know,
same
because like I like watching DP.
Yeah, the threesome is plenty.
Yeah,
it's plenty of dicks to go around.
Yeah, love watching a DP. But
I also had the thought watching. This is unrelated, but I'm deciding to share it now. I mean, it's not unrelated. It's just not related to whether I would masturbate to it. But I was like, a gangbang porn has to be hard for the guys because they show up going like, hope I stack up, you know? Like, it sucks to be like, I'm not that cut and my dick is an inch shorter than this guy's. Like,
that's probably makes things easier for DP.
To have a shorter dick?
Maybe, or just like varying in size.
I don't know. You kind of got to go around a corner sometimes.
Yeah.
You got to have enough girth and length to stay in there.
But I think in the porn world,
to also like
probably
get leverage. Yeah, I mean, if you're in porn, you're used to whatever,
but
whatever the thing
when
is.
You're
but I just had that moment
own.
Where like it felt like an audition.
Oh, sure.
Like when they're all just like starting to stand up.
Yeah,
and I'm like, ooh, scary. Oh.
Yeah.
Like I just had that that moment.
Everyone here looks like me.
Yeah. Everyone here looks like
shit. Everyone here has the same dick as me.
Fuck.
God. How do I stand out?
Oh,
what
good
an episode. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a reminder to
rate, review, subscribe.
That's
find
right.
us at Girls on Pern on Instagram. Find us at GOP the Podcast on Twitter.
And, you know, send us messages.
We love them.
We love hearing from you guys. Thanks for listening. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for everybody.
Anyone. I changed it.
Thanks.
It's good for anybody.
Everybody.
And everybody. Well, this is a living, breathing phrase, catchphrase.
Okay.
You know? Love you, bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.